the Business Zone of Kello News Talk 1320 107.9. It's Unique Real Estate on Sioux Falls Radio, and it's the only show of its kind in the area. This is It's Your Business. And now, here is your conductor, the maestro, and your host for the show, Bill Zornman.
Hey, we start the show with a big knot in my headphones, plus a room full of people. This is a very serious show. You can tell the way we started. It's Your Business. I'm Bill Zortman, and it's show 718. I don't know how he plays the drum and unties the knot out of the headphones. It's our original It's Your Business series, and today it's addiction recovery. And we always do that on the second and the fourth Tuesday of the month, News Talk 1320, 107.9, and on the World Wide Web. You'll want to go to the blog this morning. I got up early before the chickens were made into food or made eggs, whatever they did, and made sure everything was there about the show, and you're going to want to look at that, trust me. And the ladies that send out the Facebooks, the LinkedIn, all of that are already at work. I don't know where you keep all of those people, but they certainly put information out, and they're always wanting to know what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, and just what the circumstances are. It is important that we introduce the guest in this show, Joan Swenson, Recovery Admissions Marketing Alliance with Tallgrass. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning, Bill.
And the executive director from Face It Together Sioux Falls, we have put her name up on a pedestal, and it is the schoolmeister. Not in school right now, but certainly in session. Good morning to you, Julie.
Good morning, Bill. Thank you for having me.
You know, it is one of these shows that 1 in 10 are really in the need of recovery for addiction. They don't know who you are. All we want to do is be able to help you, and that's what we do with the show. And our intention today is to work with those that have had addictions that are now recovering and are now mentoring. And back just like clockwork, I have a pair of headphones. They're not quite like the schoolmeister today, and they've been picking on her for her dress, which they have been saying a Minnie Mouse dress.
I would like to point out that polka dots are very stylish, and it is summer. And Minnie Mouse is a timelessly popular character. So I'm really just trying to spread some love wearing my Minnie Mouse polka dot dress.
I have no problem with that. But the two guys that are in the building are causing the trouble. And we're going to introduce them shortly. But let's go through the calendar of events right now that the two of you have coming up. And it starts as early as next Tuesday. And then it gets really busy on the 17th to the 19th. So, Miss Joan, I know you watch that calendar so closely, you know exactly what I'm talking about. The 14th is?
It's actually Monday. The 14th is Monday.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Is that the golf tournament?
That is the golf tournament.
It is the golf tournament.
So, I was asking Dave out in the hallway why the golfers, you know, who are in the sun all the time don't wear more shorter sleeves so that they, you know, can get better tans, but I didn't realize that it was Monday and not Tuesday. So the golf tournament is going to be Monday, right?
Exactly.
It is going to be Monday. We're going to talk about that. And then later in the week, we have Jazz Fest.
We do. It's going to be my second tour out at Jazz Fest. And Jules, she's an old pro. We're going to have a tent out there with a gratitude, a whole gratitude large canvas where people can, what would you call that? The gratitude wall.
Yeah.
We're going to get that set up, and we're really excited about that. So we'll be out there at Jazz Fest the whole time.
Well, and Jazz Fest will be a topic that we'll be talking about with Rob Joyce, who has headed that up. He's got some great acts, and he's making sure that we're right on track of everything that we're doing. A couple of other events coming up. You're always working art. Have you got that picture together that we've talked about this show that's going to... I want to see people take it away from me at an auction somewhere.
Okay. You want to see that?
I want to see that. And then we can raise some money as we go along.
Well, and it's still in my head. It hasn't made it onto the canvas yet, but it is coming. And I swear by the time that art show comes along, we're going to have one for us.
When is the art show?
The art show is September 5th. We're kicking off Recovery Month with the Tallgrass Art Show and moving right into the March Into the Light on the next day. So.
And the March Into the Light?
March of the Light, September 6th, early morning. And that is a great weekend because you've got the art show starting. And then the March of the Light is the morning of the Sidewalk Arts Show. So the Washington Pavilion, Face It Together, and Home Federal have all joined together to co-brand that whole day. So it's a lot going on downtown. It's going to be a great day. Registration is already live on CrowdRise. So if you go to our Face It Together Facebook page, you can find the information about the March of the Light and the CrowdRise. You can start registering.
This is a show we've done for more than a year now, Addiction and Recovery. And it has been a pleasure. It's also been an eye-opener for me to work with the people at Face It Together, with those people at Tallgrass who are driving the bus as we speak. Bringing people together, and when we talk 1 out of 10 with addiction, we don't know who is out there, but we know that they are out there just by numbers, and maybe 1 in 10 isn't enough. How important is it that we at least tell, if not portray to those listening, that there is help, that we are there for them, and that they may be in a deep valley right now, but there is light.
Oh, it's imperative that people know that there's hope. The more we talk about it, like, you know, and tell the story of everybody's story, not just my story, not Jajul's story, but people who come on the show, and the more you talk about it, the more it comes out into the open, more out into the light, as you talk about, then, you know, people understand that it's just a disease. And I think the more that we can realize it's just a disease and quit putting the stigma onto it, the more people are willing to get help. And the more people are willing to get help, the better it becomes. So it's very important that people know, you know.
Julie.
You know, I totally agree with Joan. And I think that, kind of just to piggyback on that, we see what we're used to thinking about when we hear about addiction are the sensationalized stories that we see on the media. You know, just yesterday, again, it was the, you know, small batch meth lab exploding in a car. And again, I went on Facebook and looked at people's comments about that, and people made awful, terrible comments about people. And when you look at that whole situation, obviously these are two people that were struggling and were sick and were desperate. Now, yeah, did something go bad? Allegedly, sure. But also, instead of just putting all the negativity and the hate towards that, why not look at this as an opportunity where maybe, you know, people can say this is a chance for healing for these people and for their families, and this is a chance to start over, and maybe this is a time where recovery can start. So again, it's all about talking about it, letting people know that there is a recovery community here in Sioux Falls, and there are people who understand that this is a chronic treatable disease and it needs to be treated like that.
I like to talk about the family that Sioux Falls has, working with addiction, working with recovery. Most of the people we've had on the show, correct me if I'm wrong, Joan, Julie, have been addicted at one time and are now in the recovery mode, and in many of the cases are mentoring.
Correct. And we've had a few family members on as well. I remember Kelly Stroop came on. We've had a couple other ones that came on that were on the other side of that. But most of the people came on to tell their story because they were addicted and that they were able to climb out of that pit, you know, and with the help of others. And so it's important that people hear that so that they know, like me, that it took a lot of people willing to help me out. And so when they come on here and tell that, another person is able, hopefully, to make that connection to them and reach out as well, so that we all know that it's not something that we can do alone. But generally, the first thing we want to do as a person who suffers from the disease is solve the problem by ourselves, you know, even though we're caught up in it. So it's important that people hear their stories.
Businesses are involved.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we, like I said, the last time we're up to 31 now. Businesses, and we're always working on adding more businesses to our employer initiative. And I don't know if I shared with you the last time when we did comparison surveys from the first round when it started with the original 13 businesses and then some follow-up surveys a couple years later. One of the most striking statistics to me was in the first round of surveys, 3 out of 4 people said they felt like they would be discriminated against if they acknowledged they had an addiction in the workplace. So 75% of people, I mean, that's huge. 2 to 3 years later, when you do follow-up surveys with the same batch of businesses, that number dropped down to 54%. So by employers saying, hey, this is a disease, we want you well, we value you, and we want you to get the help that you need, You know, that's a huge drop when you look and you consider, again, the amount of stigma and shame and fear that's still unfortunately associated with this disease. I think employers are really important in leading the way to erase a lot of that fear of discrimination and stigma.
All right. Let's give some contact information before we get into these two guys with their Smart Recovery, which is an interesting ministry in itself.
Sure. Call Face It Together at Sioux Falls at 605-274-2262, or you can reach us on the internet at faceitsiouxfalls.org.
And you can reach us at Tallgrass at 605-368-5559 or on the web at tallgrassrecovery.org.
We're going to talk with two names that you may know from golf circles, Janza and Paul Doherty. They're coming up. We're going to talk about their Smart Recovery, which is entirely different than the topics we've had on this show, all a part of Addiction and Recovery on this Tuesday.
Back at Advana Mortgage with Jim Lowe. Jim, who is Advana Mortgage?
We are mortgage bankers specializing in all types of home loans. We are part of Premier Home Mortgage Rapid City. We are caring mortgage bankers who are professionally trained to handle all of your loan needs.
Apply online at AdvanaMortgage.com. NMLS number 162291. Why should I use Advana Mortgage?
We specialize just in mortgage loans. We answer your questions promptly. At Advana Mortgage, we return your messages before we go home at night. We have loan officers on call 18 hours a day, 7 days a week. Our interest rates are very competitive. At Advantage Mortgage, we process and underwrite our own loans here in Sioux Falls. We have a special loan product. It's the Advantage Mortgage Fixer Up Dream Home Loan. Upgrade your kitchen, add new carpets, new appliances, or even a garage. Purchase a new home or refinance with these improvements.
Stop by our new location at 57th at the Bridges, 57th and Western, or call 275-2777. Take the first step. Visit us at AdvantageMortgage.com. Advantage Mortgage, mortgage bankers you can count on. An equal housing opportunity lender.
Michael Savage, weeknights 8 to 11. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
We're talking addiction and recovery as we do on the second and fourth Tuesday of the month. You have met again Joan Swenson, Recovery Admissions Marketing Alliance with Tallgrass, and Julie Schoolmeister, Executive Director for Face It Together. One of the programs we've been talking about has been the golf tournament that's coming up Monday, not Tuesday, the 14th. But Dave Janza and I have crossed paths a couple of times with an organization not more than a year ago. And Paul Doherty, who is a part of our golf show on Wednesday with Golf Etc., have a program that you need to hear about this morning. As I mentioned, it's on our blog already. It's on the Kello AM blog. It's your business. And you can kind of read some of the bullet points that we're going to talk about with Smart Recovery. Dave, Paul, tell us why this is so important to you.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having us. Well, it's important to me because when I had my own addictions when I was younger, and I worked through them mainly on my own, which puzzled me as my life went on. And when I got more and more interested and I saw Kevin and Charlie put Face It Together, I became involved way back at the town hall meetings. But I was always puzzled with alternative methods, why there weren't more of them. The 12-step method is a beautiful method that's been around a long time. It's helped millions of people. But it didn't resonate with me personally. And I thought, I wonder how many of me there are out there. I really thought I was maybe sort of an odd duck. And I did some research and found Smart Recovery and wanted to become more involved. Face It helped me do that. And just as I was intersecting with Smart Recovery to learn more about it, Paul was doing the same thing. It was sort of like a harmonic convergence right there. And I'll let Paul tell his side of it.
Mr. Convergence, tell us
Mr.
about
Convergence.
It.
Mr. Convergence. It was kind of ironic. I was just coming out of probably my fifth or sixth rehab at that time, and I was looking for an alternative method to recovery. And I contacted SMART's headquarters and asked if there was anything going on in South Dakota, and they said no, but they thought they knew a person that would be interested in starting some meetings. And I found out it was Dave Janza, and I'm like, well, Janza, I know that name. I've played golf all my life. I said, it has to be related to the Janzas that are golfers, and we met, and it went from there.
All right, so we have got the convergence together. Now, what the heck are you doing with it, and who can you help?
Well, we can help anybody that's interested in changing their addictive behaviors. Smart shuns labels. We don't ask people to call themselves anything. And we don't specifically treat just alcoholic addictions. So if you have an addiction to anything, you're welcome at a SMART meeting. In fact, anybody and everybody is welcome at a SMART meeting. Very non-confrontational. It's an acronym. S-M-A-R-T stands for Self-Management and Recovery Training. And the emphasis is really on self. It's a program for those people that are self-driven, that want to help themselves through their addictive behavior.
Now, there is a SMART Recovery website. You can go to the usual www.smartrecovery.org and get more bullet points. As we mentioned, there are bullet points about what we're going to talk about this morning, who should be involved when you do them. All you got to do is go to the Kello website, hit It's Your Business, go to the blog, and you can see the words that we have there as to why this is important. All right, Paul, if you will, set up when the meetings are, who's involved, and without giving names, you can talk about some of the successes.
Well, currently we have a meeting on Thursday night at 5:30. We have another meeting on Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. There's a third one starting, and Dave knows the information on that.
It's starting tonight, actually, at Carroll Institute at 6 o'clock.
And where is Carroll Institute?
Oh, I don't have that address in my head, Bill, but it's...
Well, how are you going to get there?
Oh, well, they're going to look it up. I'm going to Google it.
Okay.
11th and 1st, says the schoolmeister. See?
The schoolmeister is good.
She knows.
So, fill us in a little more as to what people would go at 5:30 or go tonight at Carroll Institute, what they're going to get from it. They just walk in and say, hi, I'm here. You start telling your story. Where do you go?
Pretty much start telling your story. We all kind of rehash what's happened since the last time we got together. You know, any ups and downs throughout the week. Good things, bad things. Nobody's judged at any of our meetings. We're very open. And then if somebody is having an issue that they want to deal with, we collectively as a group just try to help them through that issue.
I see one of the things that you have as a rule is you agree to follow the rules and not be disruptive. Have you had that trouble before?
No, I've never had that trouble. I'm never disruptive.
How many Wednesdays have you been on the show?
Hard to believe. Bill, you asked
on the golf course.
You asked for a success story, and the one that I like the most is an older lady came in, and she was really down. You could tell that she was really, really trying to get better. Was in a supportive environment with her daughter, and her head was hanging low. And when it came her time to speak, which, by the way, you don't have to at a SMART meeting. You do not have to engage at all if you don't want to. So if you just want to come and sit and listen for the first time, that, again, drops a barrier for a lot of people. But her story was that she had been through traditional alcohol treatment 7 times and failed. Those were her words. And Paul and I are what they call facilitators. We basically just try to herd the meeting in the right direction. My comment to her was I didn't think that she had necessarily failed, but it is very possible that the system failed her, that if she was sent to us the same basic treatment 7 times in a row with the same modality, perhaps that modality didn't fit her needs, and encouraged her to try a different program, a different approach. She was unaware. I get that a lot at SMART. People's eyes open up. Oh, my goodness, I didn't realize there was another way. She rebounded and went on from that moment on happy and healthy. She just needed a breath of fresh air, a new tack, if you will say.
I noticed that SMART's been around 20 years. It has been 1,300 meetings worldwide. It's growing rapidly. And they have scheduled meetings available online now, 24/7 chat. You guys see that as being a real advantage to being able to chat, go online whenever you hit, rather than just worry about a meeting that might be Wednesday night or Thursday night?
When I first got involved with SMART, before we had meetings set up, I attended a lot of those online meetings and a lot of those chat sessions, and they helped me immensely. So, and I know a lot of people that are attending our meetings do go onto the site and do check out those meetings.
Well, we've set the stage. Again, the contact information for people, and I know you've created some interest because most people know the two of you, and they figure if you guys can recover, if you guys can facilitate exactly a meeting, there's hope for all of us.
Exactly.
Joan's laughing at that way. Thanks, Joan.
All the
it applies to all of us, don't you?
It does.
All the meeting information is available on the website at www.smartrecovery.org. And you just hit meeting information. State, South Dakota, we're the only ones right now. It'll direct you right to all four meetings. And if I have time, I want to talk about the fourth meeting. There's a family and friends, too.
Well, we're going to take a little break, and we're going to talk about that. But I'm going to mention a couple of things that are in your bullet points that are online. Smart treats relapses or slips as an opportunity to learn more help is needed and does not require the participant to go back to square one. I would guess in addiction and recovery, there are a lot of people that slip, feel like they have to go back to square one, and they'll never get to the second square.
It happens a lot. Sometimes if people have that perception, it's very self-defeating. Oh, my goodness, I drank again. We'll use that as an example. Oh, all those days of sobriety are gone, and I'm back at zero. We know that that's not true. We know that anybody that, I mean, sure, they're back at zero as far as counting days of sobriety, but that's another thing we don't do in SMART. But they're not back to square zero as far as their mentality goes and the journey that they're on to their ultimate sobriety.
SMART is not designed to be a lifelong commitment. I would think that any addiction, and we'll bring the ladies in after we take the break, any addiction is not designed to be a lifelong commitment except to stay away from whatever got you in trouble in the first place.
Exactly. And SMART's belief is, you know, the purpose for the meetings is to change our way of thinking. And to give it, you know, peer groups are a great way to do that. But SMART believes at some point in time, the thinking is going to be changed, and the need to necessarily be spending time in meetings could maybe be spent better doing other healthy things, healthy habits that you've developed in your life.
All right. If you want more about SMART recovery, you can go to the website, www.smartrecovery.org. And we'll talk more about the meetings, one tonight, one that has been set up on Thursday night. And we're also going to see just how this plays into the family with Tallgrass and Face It Together. All a part of Addiction Recovery on this Tuesday. Welcome back to It's Your Business, and we're show 718 this morning, Addiction and Recovery. As we do on the second and fourth Tuesday of each month, we talk with Joan Swenson, Recovery Admissions Marketing Alliance with Tallgrass, and Julie Schoolmeister, Executive Director for Face It Together, Sioux Falls. Event coming up on Monday is the golf tournament, and I don't think we even mentioned where the golf tournament's being played.
Keene Park, we're going to have a nine-hole event, nine-hole, four-person scramble.
Not all the holes are are a par three, though. They're like
There's
two or...
Scorecard, Bill. I know nothing about golf, but I know that Keene has three fours and the rest of threes.
You know, I'll bet you know more than 75% of the people in Sioux Falls that didn't know that there are some par fours on Keene.
It's all about the Minnie Mouse dress knowledge.
Minnie Mouse. That's exactly right. We're talking Dave Janza. We're talking this morning with Paul Doherty that are facilitating a SMART recovery. And the ladies said that we need to clean up our act a little bit this morning and tell them where these meetings are, because it made it sound like all of them were at the Carroll Institute. That's not the case.
That's right. The Tuesday meeting is at Carroll Institute. The Thursday and Sunday meetings are at 5000 South Minnesota Avenue in the offices of Meaningful Medicine.
So, Paul, when we talk about this morning, you and I have kind of talked about this, but we've really never talked about it as we have this morning.
Yes.
This is important to you. Why are you a facilitator?
It's a response. It keeps me responsible. It holds me responsible to other people in the recovery community. I'm the type of person that just attending meetings, if just attending meetings was all I had to do, I think I would start to blow them off and start to go back to some of my old habits, my old styles. And this keeps me responsible. It holds me responsible, and that's important.
Dave, why are you a facilitator? What brings you to this?
My journey just made me Curious George. She's many miles, I'm Curious George. Or it's the cartoon morning. But I just was so curious, and I like to help people. Addiction fascinates me. And this was right up my alley. This is how I think. It's cognitive behavioral therapy. It's a group setting. There's give and take. There's crosstalk. I knew that there was a need for it in Sioux Falls. I wanted it to be part of the multiple pathways to recovery, that we endorse it, face it together. And it's just something that I wanted to do.
Joan, I just heard Paul in a character I've not heard him in before. Paul and I have known each other a year plus. And he had a reaction like I've seen in this studio several times. We're here for a reason. We're here to find a way to help others. That's what Paul was saying. I mean, I think he even got a tear in his eye, like he just had a triple bogey on a hole or he couldn't fix my club.
He might have. He might have a tear in his eye right now.
But you know what? That's what this is about.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to get where you want to be, and if you're going to stay where you want to be, you have to be able to talk about it. And these guys came in this morning. I've not known them through this circle at all. And they were pretty frank. You know, we had some fun with the Minnie Mouse. We had some fun with a few of the other things we do. But you have to have some fun to get where you're in recovery.
Absolutely. If there wasn't a payoff, none of us would do it. It's just that simple. And for me, and it looks like Paul and Dave, and I know Jules, I mean, there's a payoff of, there's a sense of camaraderie amongst us, okay? Whether you're going through Smart Recovery, 12-step, recovery coaches, mentors, whatever. It's that human connection with people that we're all seeking. And that's not just with our disease, but with any disease, you know? And I think it's important that people seek recovery however they're going to seek it. Just that they find it, you know, because the disease that we all have, that we share is amongst us, you know, where I come from, we talk about this big ship that we're all passengers on, and it's sinking, and we don't know each other, but we're going to hang on tight because we're all on that ship together. And that's kind of what this is like, this human connection. I would have never known Dave, I suppose. I knew who he was. I would have never known anything about his variety of recovery. But I needed to know that, because for me, what if I need to send someone there? Or what if I need someone I love who can't do it the traditional way, or my way? My way, I guess, is the most important way. Just because I do it this way doesn't mean that somebody else has to do it my way. It's the only experience I have is my own way. But I know others now who have done it a different way. This one in particular behind me, you know? That would be Paul, by the way. You know, that you try different things, and what works for you works for you, just so you do something, because it's deadly. We know how deadly it can be. I mean, I don't know how many people you guys have watched die, but I've recently lost another, you know, and it's a very deadly disease. And however you get in recovery, all I say is you get there.
Julie?
Completely true. You know, at Face It Together, a big thing we talk about is that we don't endorse any specific pathway. Like Joan said, it's all about finding what's going to work for each individual. I think why treatment, and I'm not speaking of any particular treatment modality or anything, but I think why treatment didn't work for a lot of people for a long time was it was trying to take an individual person with all of those things that make that person an individual and fit them into a certain, this is how it works. It was more about advice giving, like, this is what's going to work. Whereas with other diseases, we've learned along the way that you have to make adjustments, and not every specific treatment fits that disease. I think what's kind of exciting about addiction treatment now is that providers and people are looking for alternatives. People are saying, okay, how do we fit services around a person? And really, it's like it takes a village approach. How do you fit services around a person and treat an individual instead of just treating them, well, we think this is what works?
Can I say something? I want to talk a little, piggyback on you a little bit about the treatment thing. Treatment does work. It works mm-hmm. for a vast majority of people. What we forget is that it's 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
It is the very tip of the iceberg of a lifelong process mm-hmm. of rebuilding a life and learning how to live that life without using drugs right. or alcohol or whatever else.
Chronic disease management.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
So we start you at treatment. You know, that's what I do. I teach you a certain skill set, and then I send you off into somewhere else, whether that be, you know, 12-step. You're going to need something more. It's mm-hmm. not done. I was under the delusion that when I left treatment the first time, guess what? I'm better.
I'm fixed. Yeah.
I'm not. Okay. I'm not even now after almost 7 years. I'm still not. I'm better than I was, but I'm still not cured. I will have this life disease for my lifetime, and I need to manage it on a daily basis, just like the rest of them.
We're going to move on from the smart recovery, but I want each of our gentlemen, as we close this segment, to do the little exercise that I like to do in the show, because I think it is so important, and that's the elevator exercise. 60 seconds. You're with somebody that says, I need help. Paul, what would you tell them about what you're doing with smart recovery and why finding recovery to addiction can change your lives?
Well, I've heard that statement many times. I need help. I guess it depends on what their current situation is. Do they need help as in go to the hospital? Do they need help as in go to detox? Do they need help as far as getting into a facility such as Tallgrass? It depends on the individual and their needs. Fortunately or unfortunately, I've gone through all of those phases of needing help, so I usually have a pretty good idea of where to send them in this community.
Dave?
Well, I would ask the person for some, you know, rudimentary information, and then I have found it very powerful to ask the person, what do they want to do? They're pretty smart. People that have come to that point in time where they're asking someone else for help have given their situation a lot of thought, deep thought. And asking them what direction they would like to go empowers them. And then when you give them a bunch of choices, that really empowers them. And you can do this or this or this or this. Like Paul said, you can do Tallgrass. Smart recovery is available. Medically assisted treatment is now available. There are modalities that use SMART. There are those that use 12 steps, get a little feeling for their spirituality, and let them choose. That really empowers them.
SmartRecovery.org is where you're going, and the golf tournament is next Monday. And how do they enter that?
Well, they can call Face It at 274-2262. And if I'm around, ask for Dave. That'd be the best, but anybody can help them there. We have 7:30 and 10:30 tee time, so we have a couple choices for them. We've got a few openings in both.
And, Paul, they could obviously talk with you at Golf Etc.
They certainly can. They can call the store at 361-8333.
Gentlemen, thanks for joining us today. Giving back, admitting that you're doing something about addiction. You're trying to help people recover. And we hope people will respond. That's what we do in this show. When we come back, we'll talk with the ladies, put it all into perspective. All a part of addiction recovery on Tuesday.
It's not in some far-off land. It's right here in Easy Living, Esau Falls. The builder, Brad, and his wife, Tammy, bring years of skill, craftsmanship and love to this project, all part of the Canterbury Village difference.
I think there are lots of reasons why Canterbury Village is different. The atmosphere that we're trying to promote there, our tagline is, where living at home is like being on vacation. And we try to do that in a number of different ways. Maintenance-free environment, whether it's the fact that they have crazy work schedules or just crazy life schedules, they just plain don't have time or don't want to have to worry about doing things like taking care of the outside of their house and shoveling and doing all of that. My husband, Brad, and I, being the builders, we are there 24/7. We have a vested interest in it.
And I'm Tony Bachman with Keller Williams Realty. If you'd like to set up your own private tour, you can give us a call at 275-0555 or youronlinehomeguide.com.
Canterbury Village. Sounds like home to me.
The Midday Commodities Report from Coima and Kamek. Weekday mornings at 11:30. Kello, News Talk 1320, 107.9.
Welcome back to It's Your Business. We're talking addiction and recovery this morning. The gentlemen, how did they do?
Well, they did fabulous, don't you think? They're two very well-spoken gentlemen that were in our studio this morning.
Dave Janza and Paul Doherty. And we were talking about the project that I hadn't heard much about until Paul kind of mentioned it to me, the Carroll Institute that meets several times. You can go to the website, to smartrecovery.org.
And Julie, say, Bill, real quick, I just wanted to mention, Dave mentioned there was that Friends and Family Smart Recovery meeting. That one's on Wednesday nights. So the regular smart meetings are Sunday, Tuesday, and Thursday. But if you're a friend or family who is looking for help, this was kind of the offshoot of the parent support group that Face It Together helped start. So if you're parents who are looking for support, or a friend or family of someone looking for support, Wednesday night, 101 West 69th Street, it's in the Bartles Counseling Office. They provide the space. So again, that's Wednesday nights at 6 p.m., the Smart Friends and Family Support Meeting.
I'm amazed, and I'm going to remember Paul Daugherty for a while. I'm going to remember the guy out of Pier for a while.
Shane.
Very tough business people that all shared, had a little tear in their eye when they did, but they needed to let it out. And that's one of the things that happens with recovery from addiction.
It's important that we're taught that we share, that we're able to give back. In fact, where I come from, that is how we stay sober, is that what was so freely given to us, we therefore give to the next person who needs help. And that's what it's all about. We talk, you know, about the human connection. We talk about the hope that's given when people hear your story. But for us as individuals, when we tell that story, we're hoping that we can reach someone, anyone, just one person. It makes no difference. That can make that connection with us so that they can get into recovery themselves. That's why they get caught up in that. That's what the emotion is. It's gratitude. Mm-hmm.
You got caught up for a minute this morning too, Joan.
I am an imperative wall of stone, Bill. I get caught up in
this morning. That stone had a little crack in the brick.
Yeah, I do. I get really caught up. When I hear their stories, I've known Paul for a while. I've known Paul ever since I got sober. I did not know him prior to that. But I remember him from when I got sober. So he was there before me. And so I get caught up because I know the struggles that people have. You just know. I know the struggles they have, and I know the triumphs that they have. I hear the stories, and I remember my own, you know. And so it catches me off guard occasionally that I would, and of course I would. I love the people. I love people that I love people who have and share this disease with me. So
everything's human that's mm-hmm. been in the show, people sharing their story. And if there are people out there that have and know they have an addiction or think they might have an addiction, the human side of the show is getting stronger and stronger as we have people on every week. Would you agree, Julie?
Oh, I totally agree. And I think, you know, we get caught up in this human connection piece, because when you're active in your addiction, so much of everything is about hiding things, and it's about secrets, and it's about thinking that you're different. I always felt like I didn't fit in. I felt like I was very much alone. I felt like it was me against the world. So there's also, I think, a piece for a lot of us in learning to trust other people again and in connecting with other people. It's a real vulnerable place, but it's a place you have to go through. It's a place you have to learn to move through. It's a scary thing, really. But I mean, if anything's a liar in the world, it's fear. So it's like you gotta push through the fear and push through that vulnerability. And then when you make those connections, and that's when I think when you see those little tears, you know, you get it. It's like, oh, wow, I get it. You know, I'm connecting, and I don't know. There's something about the sharing that's very powerful.
I'm impressed every time that you bring somebody on the show, and just how big this family is that's working in so many different directions with the Tallgrass, with the Face It Together, with the Summer Sober.
It is a big family.
March Into the Light.
It's a big family. And the thing I'll tell you too, Bill, for every person we can find that wants to come on the show, there may be another person who may have, you know, 3 years of sobriety, continuous sobriety, but say, I'm still too scared to talk about it. I'm still too scared to put my face out and talk about it. So it's even bigger than, it's much bigger than you think. Much, much bigger.
We talked about this being a family. We talked about the people that are celebrating anniversaries, the summer sober that brought people together. Still have memories of the 2 hours we did out there and the number of people that said they heard the show that were touched by everything that happened. It's just one more event that I guess has not been an ongoing communication in this community to where it's normal to admit that you have an addiction. You don't want to. You don't want to say, I have a problem, but you know you need help.
Yeah, and you know, she was just talking about the fear, and what made me think of that is that, you know, bridging that gap between being caught up in that addiction, and if you could see even remotely what's on the other side of that fear of this is the way it's always been, this is the way it's always going to be. When I was actively drinking and using, that was the only life I knew. I had no idea that there were other people who didn't drink or use. And I think, you know, like with Summer Sober, it's important for us to keep, you know, just celebrating recovery. It's important that people know that we do recover. Do you remember when the anonymous people came and we had that big campaign about we do recover? You know, we are the proof of what happens mm-hmm. when people step away from that fear or walk through that fear, take the hand of someone else, whether that's 12-step, AA, NA, smart recovery.
Your
whatever,
dog. Yeah. You know,
whatever,
whatever
you're going to
find
do.
It. Yeah.
You find it and you get through it. But I think initially you do need the other people to help you get through mm-hmm. that fear. There's just no way that you can. I've never heard of anybody really who's done it just spontaneously, okay, I'm better now. You need the help of other people.
Mm-hmm. SmartRecovery.org is the website for those that have an interest in what Paul and Dave are putting together with the Smart Recovery various nights during the week. You need to look at that. When we come back, we're going to talk about how this all fits together, where we're going, and how you can reach these two people and these programs, all a part of Addiction Recovery on Tuesday.
Kinetico may not be the first water company you think of, but who should you be talking to?
It's Kinetico, Kinetico, Kinetico. Hi, I'm Julene. In 2014, why not trade in your old electric water softener for a new Kinetico? We'll offer you up to $400 for your old softener, and with a new Kinetico water softener that is free of electricity, you've cut the cord. Just call us at 339-3434 or visit KineticoSiouxFalls.com.
For water in the USA, it's as simple as running water. Kinetico, Kinetico, Kinetico.
A downpour.
Bursting pipes or water heater.
Your home or business can go from dry to...
Look, Mom, we have an indoor swimming pool.
In just hours. I'm Jerry Berg with InTech Water Restoration of Sioux Falls. We dry everything in your home, except the tears. We return your home to pre-flood condition. Call InTech any day, any time of the day.
Fire. Water. Mold.
Not just clean, intecuously clean.
When you want to feel plugged into the community, keep it on Kello. News Talk 1320, 107.9, and Kello.com.
The music's a little heavy this morning. I will tell you that. With having Paul Doherty in here and Dave Janza and having Minnie Mouse and having... Joan, who just admitted that it was maybe one of the best shows we've done. What was this about it from your end? I'm going to mention what you just said, well, that there were no squirrel moments where you got lost in a question.
Right.
But today, the communication was pretty strong, pretty thorough, and I think pretty helpful.
I got to be honest with you. I've heard of the Smart Recovery movement in Sioux Falls. Of course I have, because I'm friends, obviously, with people at Face It. So I've heard of it. I had never really investigated it. I have... threatened that I was going to go to a meeting and check it out. That's what I would tell them all the time. No, don't make me come down there and check out one of your meetings. So it was very nice for me. It's always nice for me to hear the other side of what's going on in people's recovery, because I get caught up that my recovery is the only recovery, and that's not the case. So it was...
To me, that's a strange admission from you. With all the people you deal with and all the people that you think about, you talked about losing another person. Mm-hmm. For you to say it's about you, I don't see that personality in either one of you ladies.
Not that it's about me, but my only experience is my only experience that I have in getting sober and clean. I have to rely on a whole community of providers to provide other sources of experience. Tallgrass does not hold the only place that somebody can get clean and sober. So I have to utilize other places. I have never been part of a show or part of Dave's type of recovery. I just don't know that much about it. So it was interesting for me to be able to listen to what they had to say because I want to know. I love recovery.
You know, Joan, she has been as open today, not that she hasn't been open before, in this show as I've seen her in maybe 3 or 4 months. I've been kind of impressed by that side of it today because you learned something in the show just like the audience did. And you learned that there is more to the family than you even knew.
I think that's key to healthy recovery. You know, too, it's not acting like, well, we have the monopoly on this or I know everything now. Again, it goes back to that I'm better. It's not about I'm better. It's, again, about lifelong chronic disease management. So part of that is not stopping learning. Part of that is being open to, okay, well, what are alternatives? What are other people doing? It's not that it's almost like religion. Learning about other religions doesn't weaken your own faith. It maybe even strengthens it. You know, so it's like, because Joan is active in a certain, you know, modality, as Dave would say, this is the way I do my recovery. Learning about other people's recovery can only help her strengthen her own journey. It doesn't take away from her journey.
We're talking with Julie Schoolmeister, Executive Director for Face It Together, Joan Swenson, Recovery Admission Marketing Alliance to Tallgrass. Could you have a longer title?
You know, you could just call me Joan Swenson from Tallgrass. That's usually what most people tell me. They don't ever go into the marketing
it's
alliance.
It's an hour show. And, yeah. I try to make sure I
you smile when you say that because it's a lot of words.
It is, and I always want to take a breath about halfway through that sentence. All right, upcoming events for people that have just joined us.
Okay, well, we have a golf tournament coming up.
Golf tournament Monday, July 14th at Keene Park, 9-hole, 4-man scramble. There are some spots available at 7:30 and at 10:30, so you can call Face It Together, 274-2262. Either Cecilia or Dave can get you registered real quick. Also, just want to let everybody know, you know, if you're a person who's in recovery and, you know, it is a $100 entry fee and maybe you're feeling like, geez, that's a lot. We do have some donors who have graciously provided scholarship money. So if you want to golf and you feel like, God, that $100 is a little bit too much, but you want to be involved, call and talk to Cecilia, and we'll see if we can get you set up.
Now, if golf's not your thing, well, Jazz Fest might be.
Jazz Fest has to be, doesn't it? I mean, isn't that everybody's thing in this town? It is starting on Thursday.
Thursday night.
Yep, the 17th. Is that the correct date?
Yes.
Okay, so Thursday night, I believe I am on the first shift that evening at 5 o'clock, and I'll be bringing some friends with me to run the recovery tent. Face It Together has graciously asked us if we'd like to participate with them in holding a recovery tent throughout the Jazz Fest festival this year. I believe we have Elizabeth who's going to be doing some yoga after the 5K. Is that
Saturday morning?
Yep. Mm-hmm. We're going to have a gigantic gratitude wall that Jules just went and got the canvas for. You know, we have to get that all together. So we're really pumped. So if you need a break from the place to come to just check out the music, but not necessarily by the beer tent, then we might have the perfect place for you to come and talk about recovery and enjoy the music.
That's July, but we have some big events coming up in September.
Oh, September is the 25th annual recovery month. So it's going to be a big deal this year. And we are still, Tallgrass is still looking for artists for the recovery art show, which will be September 5th. If you're interested in that, you can check out my website at tallgrassrecovery.org. So that night from 6 to 9, we are going to be on the Mary Somervold Washington Pavilion stage. I still owe you a kiss on the foot for that. And then we're going to have a recovery meeting afterwards.
Correct, in Leonardo's.
Mm-hmm. So then Jules and I have decided we're just going to camp at Washington Pavilion because the next morning, bright and early, I'm going to have to run and get daylight donuts because we have the march.
March into the light.
And
daughters are going to make sure they walk it all this year.
Well, I can't hold that third one of mine to anything.
Maybe I'll walk with her.
Yeah, you guys just hook up together.
I like it.
Yeah, we're in our last 30 seconds. How they contact you guys to get help.
Tallgrass is 368-5559.
And Face Together is 605-274-2262.
It's an important show to me. I learn more on addiction and recovery every time we do it. second, and the fourth Tuesday. It'll be on podcast, Kello AM, by tomorrow morning. Make sure if you have somebody that needs to listen, they have the opportunity. For now, though, Rev says our time's up. Thank you for yours.